Okay, so imagine this, right? You lose your job, a job you're good at, because of something you did as a teenager.
Oof, yeah, that's rough.
Not just rough, it's decades ago. Like at 15.
And that's what we're looking at today. This case is about an employer trying to keep passengers safe, but maybe discriminating against someone who's turned their life around.
So, second chances versus safety? Huh,
Yeah,
where's the line?
right. It's a tough one. This case is L. V. SEPTA about Douglas L. He got hired as a paratransit driver back in 2000.
So far, so good.
Yeah, seemed fine until SEPTA found out he had a second-degree murder conviction.
Wait, from when he was a kid? Like 40 years ago? Did the court even care about that?
That's where it gets tricky. SEPTA had this rule:
Yeah.
no hiring anyone with a violent past, no matter what or how long ago. They said it was too risky, their passengers are vulnerable.
Okay, so not going after Elt personally, just a policy, right?
Yeah.
But isn't that like blanket discrimination?
You got it. That's
Yeah.
exactly what L argued. He went to the EEOC, said SEPTA's rule sounds neutral, but really hurts minorities more statistically.
Hold on, disparate impact, right? Like a company saying we only hire people over 6 feet tall. Sounds fair on the surface.
Perfect example. But if it mostly ends up excluding women because they're on average shorter, then bam, discrimination.
Got it. So, same idea here with L and the conviction.
And at first, the EEOC agreed with him, said SEPTA's rule was hurting minority applicants.
Score one for L, right? But I'm guessing it doesn't end there.
Nope, went all the way up to the Third Circuit, and they sided with SEPTA.
Well, wait. If the EEOC was on L's side, why didn't the court follow that?
See, EEOC findings, they're not the final word. They can be convincing, but the court decides. And they thought the EEOC didn't have enough proof.
So it's all about who brings the better argument. What did SEPTA say to defend themselves?
They used the business necessity defense, saying that ban was completely needed to keep passengers safe, especially since they often have disabilities.
Okay, so we got to protect people, even if it means not hiring some folks.
Exactly. And they had experts talking about how people who did violent things are more likely to do them again, even years later.
So even though L was a good worker for years, that one conviction from when he was a kid, that's enough to lose his job.
That's what happened. Yeah. Makes it tough to move on from your past, huh?
It does seem kind of unfair
Ooh.
to only see him for that one thing, especially so long ago.
It's a real tension this case shows.
The court, though, they were looking at the bigger picture, right? Like the overall risk, not just L.
You're right. One of the judges even wrote about that. He said something like, policies need to be good at separating risky people from safe ones, but they don't have to be perfect.
So, not about predicting the future, just being reasonable.
Right, but that doesn't mean there aren't other arguments to think about. Like, was a 40-year-old conviction really relevant anymore? And does this make it impossible for people with records to ever get hired?
Yeah, it's like, how do you ever move on?
Exactly. This case brings up a lot of those tough questions. This case, you know, it's not just about L losing his job. This has bigger implications, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
We're talking criminal justice reform, discrimination, all of that. So, like, where do we even start unpacking this for our listeners, especially lawyers, law students?
Well, for employers, think about it this way. SEPTA's ban was okay, but they had good data. This case shows you gotta have a real reason to exclude someone based on their record, and it can't just be, well, we're scared.
So no more, we don't hire anyone with a record, full stop.
Nope, gotta be job related. Like, if you're working with kids, okay, maybe a past child endangerment charge is relevant, but for a desk job, probably not. And SEPTA, they had all that evidence about recidivism and how their passengers are especially vulnerable.
So data is king, basically. What about people who do have records and are looking for work? What can they learn from this?
Don't just take no for an answer. L could have pushed back more, had some counter arguments ready.
Like, what kind of stuff are we talking about?
Expert opinions, for one. Maybe someone who can say those recidivism statistics, they're not always accurate or don't apply to everyone. Character references, proof of rehab programs.
So showing you've changed, basically.
Right. Or even suggesting other ways to screen people that aren't just a blanket ban. Maybe a risk assessment, a trial period.
More focused on the individual, not the whole category of people with convictions.
Exactly. That's what we want to see.
It all goes back to that balance, right? Public safety versus second chances.
Yeah, tough stuff. This case really shows that struggle. How long should a past mistake haunt you? When do you get a clean slate?
And, you know, flip side of that, how do we protect people, especially if the job involves taking care of them?
No easy answers.
Yep. But this case at least shows how these arguments work in court. Important stuff for lawyers to know.
Totally. Whether you're the company or the person with the record, understanding the law is key.
Speaking of, what about the EEOC? They were on L's side at first, but then the court didn't care. What's up with that?
Remember, the EEOC, they can investigate and make recommendations, but they don't have the final say. That's the court's job.
And in this case, they thought the EEOC didn't have enough proof, right? SEPTA came in with all those experts.
Exactly. So even if the EEOC agrees with you, you got to be ready to take it further. Get your evidence lined up.
Be proactive, right?
Yep. Know the law, gather your proof, and work with a good lawyer, especially if you're going up against a big company like SEPTA.
Yeah, that can feel intimidating.
It can. But there's help out there, legal aid, pro bono lawyers. Don't give up just because it's tough.
Good reminder. And even though SEPTA won here, it doesn't mean the fight for fair hiring is over.
Not at all. This is part of a much bigger conversation.
So we've really dug into this case. Lots to think about, especially for us law folks. How does something like this, LV SEPTA, you know, change how we handle employment law, discrimination, even criminal justice stuff?
Well, this case, people still talk about it a lot. It really shows how to use that business necessity defense right and why data matters so much, especially if a rule might unintentionally hurt certain groups.
Makes sense. So lawyers for companies, takeaway is you can't just say safety and ban everyone. You need real proof to exclude people based on their record.
Right. And for lawyers helping those who are denied jobs, this case shows you got to be ready to fight back. Strategically.
What does that look like, strategy-wise?
Challenge the data, maybe. Show the person's actually changed. Or even suggest better ways to screen that aren't so discriminatory.
So not just saying it's unfair, but offering solutions, too.
Exactly. And experts, man, they can make a difference. If L had his own expert to counter SEPTA's, who knows? Might have gone differently.
Seems like connecting it to the bigger picture helps, too, right? Not just one guy, one job, but how this all fits into criminal justice reform.
Definitely. This ties into ban the box debates, you know, balancing safety with giving people a second chance. This case shows those bans, sometimes they're okay, especially if the job has real risks tied to certain convictions.
All about finding that sweet spot then, right?
Yeah. And lawyers, we're right in the middle of it, arguing for our clients, pushing for laws that work.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. Specifics of the case, what it means for employers, job seekers, and of course, us lawyers. Any last words of wisdom?
Remember, law keeps changing. What flew back then might not work now.
Stay sharp, basically.
Exactly. Keep learning, asking questions, and fighting for a fairer system.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for walking us through this case. And to our listeners, keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.